Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight. It's fair to say we're taking a slightly different tack to usual. Like usually, you know, we might share stories or talk about what's going on in the news. But tonight I'm hopeful you'll let me do a little bit of a public service on the show.
This is what radio is good for.
I think so. I think that's what it was invented for.
We can spread a service far and wide from coast to coast of this fine land.
Well, I have seen something that the people of the world are desperately needing right now. I think there is a hole in people's lives that isn't being filled. And I think you and I might be able to fill it together if we can pull this thing together.
Do you think we'll make the world a better place?
Well, I'm not saying that we should submit the form for the Nobel Peace Prize at this stage. However, I think it's being given out for much less than what we're going to do on the show tonight.
I'm totally on board. What facet of society will we be helping?
Well, look, all I'll say is if you have seen the new Marvel Infinity War Avengers movie, I think this is going to be directed at you. Or maybe if you've got a loved one who's recently seen it as well. I think there's people who are in that camp who desperately need the service we're going to offer tonight, and we'll be getting into that up next.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I have an exciting development about how contagious yawns are. This was a question we asked last night. Dom, you yawned live on the radio. We wanted to see if that would trigger a reaction of people yawning around the country. And that's what we heard.
We were pretty overwhelmed with the response we got. What were some of the markets we did hear from?
I think some of the markets. Hello. We have a radio expert slipping into the studio. You mean some of the towns?
By markets, I mean the economic markets that were affected by yawning last night.
Right, some of the farmers' markets, maybe.
That's it.
Yawn went to.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly that.
Here's the thing, though. You dreamed that maybe at the end of last night, that maybe the yawn would go further than Australia. You dreamed that maybe it could go overseas.
That was the hope. I mean, we didn't know the chain reaction of what we were starting. It's kind of like you plant a seed. You don't know it. I mean, you do normally know it's going to grow with the seed, but we had no idea what was going to grow.
Now, I've been looking at the emails today. You haven't been able to see what's been coming in, Dom.
No.
And can I just say, I believe you are going to be quite excited with what we found in our email inbox just 24 hours later.
Since the dawn of time.
Sorry.
Since the yawn of time, humans have asked one question.
How contagious is yawning?
Last night, Dom's yawn on the radio.
I'm going to give you a live yawn. I can yawn on cue.
Was so contagious that it spread all across the country. Now, 24 hours later, through the help of Collective Noun's international listeners, we can confirm that yawn has gone worldwide. Forget global warming, this is global yawning. The yawn got all the way to the UK.
I'm Celia, currently in England. I just yawned.
This is your yawning warning. Yawns coming in from Sweden.
Hi, my name is Hugo and I'm from Sweden, Gothenburg, and that's where I yawned.
My name is Kristen. I live in Sweden. You guys actually made me yawn.
There's two big days in your life. The day you're born and the day you yawn. All the way in Dubai.
Hey, I'm Shelby in Dubai and even I yawned.
My name is Susan. I am from Norway and I definitely yawned.
Austria.
My name is David. I'm from Austria. I just had to yawn.
From east to west, north to south, we have finally taken the world by yawn.
Wow. Well, that's unbelievable.
How do you feel, Dom? The domino effect that you kicked off.
Well, I mean, this yawn could still be circulating around. I honestly thought there was a real chance that I might yawn and it might go no further than that. But we've taken the entire world over.
That's the power of a yawn.
And when will this yawn ever stop? That's the question. I mean, I know that's what the experts will be asking. Is this yawn going to reach the International Space Station?
We might get an astronaut.
We might get an astronaut
email
yawning.
Us overnight. Saying, oh, I'm feeling a bit sleepy. I feel like a yawn.
Well, we've taken the world by yawn. Your word, Zach, beautifully put.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google History.
Dom, you can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google searches.
Mm.
You have to explain why you Googled what you Googled.
What do you got tonight?
This one's a freshie from this afternoon.
Yep.
Tuesday, 2:20 p.m. Do I need council permission to buy an electric blanket?
I'm trying to remember why that one's funny. Why is that such a ridiculous idea?
Council permission to buy an electric blanket.
Aren't they fire hazards?
What do you think the process is? You write to the council and you say, I've been feeling a bit chilly at night. I'm thinking about making a purchase of an electric blanket. Now, I've circulated notices to all my neighbours to let them know about my intention to buy a blanket. I just want to run it by you and to see if I'm allowed to.
It's been getting chilly lately, and I thought it'd be great to have an electric blanket. But
sure, go buy one. Problem solved.
You don't need to register it somewhere or something? I assumed they were fire hazards. I don't know. I thought you had to register them.
There's lots of things that are potentially fire hazards.
So I could just walk into like a Big W.
You have a fire in your house. That's what a fireplace is.
Well, you got to register them too, though, don't you? A fireplace?
What, call up the council every time you have a fire in your house?
Don't you? No.
Hey guys, I'm thinking of firing up the chimney tonight.
No. When you build a fireplace in a house.
When you build a house.
Yeah.
When you build a house.
Yeah, you have to say, hey, there's a
fireplace. But building a house is different to buying an electric blanket.
Well, this is amazing news. So I could just pop into the shop
tomorrow
and get one.
What did you think the process was?
I don't know. I thought maybe like a car, you needed to register that you had an electric blanket.
What, your electric blanket had plates? They send you out number plates to put on the back so it can be easily identified.
You know, I'm just realizing this is a gap in my knowledge because I remember when I was a kid and we'd travel places that had them. Mum used to make comments about how we couldn't leave them on during the day because they're a fire hazard or something.
That's true. But you don't have to jump from that to they have to be registered with the government.
My point is, I think I feel like I had to ask Mum if I could use them when I was a kid.
Right.
And for some reason that's developed into adulthood. I think you need to ask the council.
Right.
But apparently not. So that's great news for all electric blanket lovers.
The next thing you Googled, Sunday at 11:18 p.m. What to do if bitten by a bat? Have you been bitten?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But I might have been. So I was walking.
How do you not know if you were bitten by a bat?
Well, that's how Batman became Batman, isn't it?
Not correct.
Isn't it?
No.
Is that Spider-Man became Spider-Man, bitten by a spider? How did Batman become Batman?
He chose to fight crime. Batman doesn't have any superpowers.
Oh, that's right, he doesn't. that's a good point. Well, I was walking with a friend and a bat like flew out of the bush right next to me and its wing hit my head. And I wasn't sure what had happened.
Break the skin?
I don't think so. Okay. I'm pretty sure it didn't. In fact, I didn't bleed, so I'm going to say probably no. But I was like, could I have been bitten? There's an off chance it bit me as it flew past and I didn't notice. So I just wanted to check. Anyway, apparently they said bats' fangs are quite sharp. You'd know if you got bitten.
Yeah, well, I think you'd be bleeding.
You'd probably be bleeding. So the good news is I don't think I've been bitten by a bat. The bad news is, I was going to say not Batman, but apparently that's not Batman's origin story. So, you know, this one's not doing great for my image, this Google history. I'm not going great here.
Oh, the last one, I'm not sure if it's going to help you either. Saturday at 3:25 a.m. How to tell a possum you're sorry. I need to stress that is actually something Tom Googled. Did the basket of muffins not communicate what you wanted it to? Why do you need to apologise to a possum? What have you done?
Okay, there's the fence that you opened to get into my house. There was a possum on it the other day, and I opened it not seeing the possum on it, and the possum fell off. Hmm. And anyway, for the following two nights, I'd see the possum on the walk in, and it was glaring at me, and it knew. And I know it hadn't forgiven me. I know this sounds stupid. But I was wondering, how can I indicate remorse to an animal?
Have you tried a letter? Where you're honest about your feelings?
No, but seriously, how do you make it up? Like, I don't want this possum to hate me, to go around thinking I'm evil and hate it. Hmm. How do I indicate, hey, we're all good? I gave it some berries.
That's probably... Did you check that they're allowed to eat those? Are they berries that can be found in the wild?
Blueberries can be found in the wild, can't they?
Can possums eat blueberries? Did you look that up?
I didn't look it up. No,
that might be doing more damage.
Oh, no. Oh, if I've hurt the possum even further now, I'm in big trouble.
What do you mean you gave it by hand? Did you hold them out in your hand or did you leave them out?
I put them in a bowl.
Did you write a note? How did it know it was from you?
Look, I want things to be good with the possum. I'm pretty sure since the blueberry incident, it seemed to be not glaring at me when I walked past the next time. So I think we're all good.
Problem solved. Blueberries, that's how you do it.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
It's like I'm getting pretty worried about this new Avengers Infinity War movie that came out, I think, near the end of last week.
What do you mean worried? Well, I've heard that it's good and everyone likes it and it's making a lot of money and lots of people are going to see it.
Smashed box office results. I think biggest box office opening of all time over the weekend. The problem is, now I haven't seen it, you haven't seen it, but by all reports, and we won't spoil this, but apparently there's a massive shock ending. Apparently the last, I don't know, 20 minutes or something, pretty startling, and it's leaving people quite rattled. Now, I don't know about how this has been in your life, but over the past week, I feel like I've counseled through a number of my friends who are dealing with the shock of seeing this movie.
Is it like a twist or something? Is it?
I'm not entirely sure. I've asked them to keep me the spoilers away, just in case I get around to seeing it. I'd have to see the other 20 Marvel movies first. But it started with my younger brother, Hudson. He came home the other night and he couldn't speak. He looked like he'd seen a ghost, completely startled. And he told me it was because of the movie. 3 days later, I found him holding a glass of water in the kitchen, looking off in the distance. And I could tell this is still on his mind.
Okay, so what are you thinking that we should do to help?
My concern is this, Zach, is that Marvel, when they made this movie, nobody sat down and thought, well, what are we going to do when people recover from seeing the ending, from the shock? Mm. And that's where I want to step in and introduce a new public service, if you'll let me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to offer Infinity War counselling.
Okay, so you're going to be the world's first counsellor, exclusively dealing with people who have just seen the new Marvel movie.
Well, I think it's long overdue that people, that counsellors should be out there for shock twists to movies, to the ends of movies. And I think Infinity War is the perfect place for me to start this new business.
Okay, well, I think that you'll have a market immediately now.
Yeah.
Has everyone seen this? I think you might see some dry spells between this Marvel movie and the next one. But,
no.
I mean, I'm happy to see how it goes.
Look, some might say we haven't thought through a long-term business plan. But potentially that's the case. But I'm confident it will work for now. And I'd like to open it up. 131060. If you have seen the new Infinity War movie, you're a little bit rattled by it, call up now. I'd love to talk you through it, Zach. And it's a bit of a role play. Are you happy to play the role of someone who's just seen the movie? And I'll try my counselling.
I can put you through your paces a little bit.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Okay,
all right, so
Councillor Dom.
Yeah, just walk into my office.
Okay, do I just walk through this door, do I?
Just that door there.
Oh, that's a nice touch, that music. I really feel like I need that at the moment.
Here's a cup of herbal tea for you there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome in. So you're a bit rattled by the Infinity War movie. When did you see it?
I just saw it earlier this evening. Yeah. I saw the early session, but I only just got out because I couldn't leave the cinema. I was so shocked at the end. It was
so
just
what,
frozen.
The staff had to tell you to leave after half an hour?
Yeah, well, another movie started, the next session of Infinity War.
Oh, no, so you...
And I didn't want to go through it again.
Bit of repeat trauma.
Yeah, so I had to get out quickly. I don't know what to do now because now I don't ever want to go back to the movies again.
Well, here's what we can offer you. I do have a room set up playing the happier earlier Marvel movies, the first Avengers movie, in fact. Would you like to go and sit
good.
In there and just remember happier times?
That's good. Yeah,
that's
I'm going to go do
you?
That. I think that'll help.
Great. Well, I'm here for you and we've got everyone here for you. If you need another cup of herbal tea, let me know.
How much do I owe you?
You know what? Free of charge.
Oh, that makes me feel even better.
131060. I mean, look, the service is foolproof. We've proven the concept now. If you would like some Marvel Infinity War counselling, if you're a bit rattled after seeing the movie, give us a call.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
And I'd just like to welcome you all into my office here, my beautifully appointed office. I've got some incense burning there if you do need to talk through this. Do you like the smell?
What happens when an incense factory catches fire? People wouldn't really know because you wouldn't smell smoke, would you? You'd just smell the incense.
It would smell nice. Probably be a nice treat. All right, we got Grace. Sorry, I've got clients coming in, Zach.
Sorry, my mistake.
We got Grace in Brisbane. Grace, how are you feeling?
I've lost the words, to be honest.
So how recently did you... It's okay, Grace, we're here for you. How recently did you see the movie?
About 40 minutes ago.
Wow. Okay. This must be fresh trauma for you, Grace.
Hang on, Grace. I can can help you here. I've just got some tissues.
Take a tissue.
Thank you.
Can I ask, Grace, who did you see it with, or did you go alone?
I went with my mum and my dad.
Yep.
And my little bro. And how, bit of a family gather.
How are they going? Are they coping okay?
You know what? They're not as bad as me. I think I'm gathering a lot of moral support from them.
That's good.
Lifting me up a bit when I'm, down in the dump.
That's beautiful. Well, Grace, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some Avengers plush toys we've got here. I'd like you to take them home with you and your family and just give them a bit of a cuddle when you're feeling a bit down. Is that okay?
That would be great.
Yeah, great. Okay. And just block out the last 20 minutes of the movie if you're feeling all stressed.
I'll get the door for Ellie and Gimpy.
Yes, please do.
Come on in, Ellie, as we let Grace leave. I'll show you to your seat just here in front of Councillor Dom.
Hey, Ellie. How are you going, Ellie?
I'm a little shook up.
You saw it last week, did you? So it stuck with you for a few days?
Yeah, definitely. It still stuck with me.
Well, look, Ellie, if you were talking to the person who made the movie, is there something you'd like to say to them? Something you'd like to get off your chest?
I just want to know why.
Yeah. No, look, it's a common question. We get it a lot here, Ellie. And I guess one of the toughest parts of this process is understanding that you'll probably never get that reason.
No, Ellie, not good enough. Why?
I know.
I'm joining in on this. Why, Councillor Dom?
You know what? I stand with you asking why. I don't entirely...
Then why am I paying you? Let's riot, Ellie.
I'm definitely going to riot.
Okay, no, hold on. I'm here to calm you down. I'd like to heavily discourage any talk of riots.
Okay. Sorry, go on, Ellie. We'll leave. We'll leave. Yeah. And I'll get the door for Annabelle from Sydney.
Okay, welcome in, Annabelle.
Hang on, the door's jammed.
Here we go. Here's the door. For Annabelle. There we go. Welcome in, Annabelle. How recently did you see the movie?
I am on my way home from having seen it. So, 15, 20 minutes ago.
Wow. Was it the most shocked you've been in a cinema, Annabelle?
I threw popcorn and then felt bad and then went and picked it up. But I threw popcorn on the floor because I just didn't know what else to do with myself.
Wow. A thrown popcorn. I mean, we don't like to project our violence onto movie snacks, but I can understand you were shocked, Annabelle.
When councillors talk about projecting, that's not what they're referring to.
No,
throwing of popcorn.
It is not. Can I ask, Annabelle, do you feel like you need something just to calm you down and clear your emotions at the moment?
Well, I'm heading home to an empty house. My roommate's away, and I don't quite know what I'm going to do with myself when I get home. I just don't know where I stand anymore.
Okay, well, Annabelle, I have a list of films here that are guaranteed to make you feel no emotion that I thought you could probably put on. They might help you out. I would like you to start with the Emoji Movie. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I'll do that.
Great.
And then finish it off with Marley and Me, just to really ram it home.
You get out of my practice. You're trying
Marley and Me, The Notebook. Just really make a night of it.
You are trying to instill violence.
Sorry,
into
okay,
my...
I'm leaving.
You're
I'm
leaving. Counterintuitive to my practice.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Facebook Marketplace. Price is right.
We were seeing so much, let's say, interesting stuff on Facebook Marketplace. We thought we had to invent this game. This is where I've been through Facebook's version of Gumtree. Facebook Marketplace. I've found three things. Dom, you need to tell me how much they're asking for them. If you can get within $1 of every item, I will buy every single one of them for you.
And from what you've mentioned tonight, we've got some premium items, so this could work out quite well for me.
What we're talking tonight, our theme, vehicles.
Okay.
Vehicles you can currently buy on Facebook Marketplace.
So, look, if the commute's getting too long in the morning and you need to find another way to get to work or another vehicle to get you there, maybe this is the thing for you. What do we got?
Our first item, Dom.
Yep.
Hang glider. What's that going to set you back?
Well, that's one way to beat the congestion of peak hour.
Just glide over the top.
Glide over the top on your way to work.
Now, I will mention, it's discounted. They've slashed the price of this.
All right, it's a hang glider sale.
Yep.
The hang glider warehouse. I always assumed, I've never thought about buying a hang glider before. I've never been in a shop where I've seen them sold. There must be a specialty-only item, but I reckon a good parachute would set you back about $5,000, maybe $10,000.
Yep.
And hang gliders are a bit more advanced than parachutes, aren't they? Because they've got a bit more...
I have no idea.
A bit more structure. A bit more structure.
What do you mean advanced?
Well, like they got like...
They're a wing.
They're a wing. I'm going to say a hang glider's $8,000.
I've got great news for you, mate.
Yeah.
Much more affordable.
Really?
$765.
Oh my gosh.
Now, would you trust a hang glider you bought secondhand online? I don't know.
There is, look, the too good to be true thing probably comes into it.
Because I imagine you can't test it out. Maybe you can. Can you test it out on, like, a low level, or do you have to, you know, run off a mountain the first go?
I wonder, if you worked on, like, the 50th floor of an office building, and you lived on an in the inner suburbs, could you just glide home?
I think they work on an updraft. That's, oh, do they? So when you're on, like, a cliff, like, the wind hits the cliff and then shoots up. Right. I think that's the idea.
Okay. Well, look, when you see me hang gliding over peak hour traffic next week going home, you'll know I've made a way to work.
This one might be a better idea for getting to work.
Okay.
A tandem bicycle. What's that going to set you back? A two-seater push bike.
Okay. The bike market's an interesting one because you've got a very premium end. Some bikes are over 10 grand.
Yeah.
Expensive bikes. I don't know if they make tandem bikes at that end.
I don't think so.
I'd imagine tandem bikes are more at the novelty end.
I think a good way of going about it is thinking, what would the average secondhand bike be?
Yep.
And then double it.
All right, I'm going to say $130 for a tandem bike.
$130?
Yeah.
No way.
$350.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, you know what? I've never bought a tandem bike before. I don't know the economy very well.
Yeah, you're way off on these today, mate.
Well, I'm a very single person, Zach. I haven't had a need for a tandem bike before. Mum and I aren't going out riding.
All right, well, let's hope you get this last one.
Yeah.
It's a horse cart. Now, some details are it's a show cart.
Right.
And it's for heavy horses. Classically, yeah. It looks like what you'd see in, like, an old-style movie.
So, Cinderella sort of.
Yeah, but it's brand new. So, it's like a new one that they've made to look like an old one.
How nice does it look interior? Are we talking leather seats?
It's only
talking
small. Like, it can only take a couple of people.
Yeah.
But it does look nice. It is leather seats, and it's got the button seats, you know, like the buttoned leather.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it fully closed in, or is it an open top?
No, it's open.
Open top, right. So it's kind of like...
It sounds like you know your horse carts.
Well, all the romantic comedies from the 90s that would go through Central Park in New York,
yes.
They take the horse-drawn
carriage.
Yeah,
it looks carriage. Like one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I reckon those wheels are expensive. They're big wheels.
Yeah.
I imagine it comes without the horse.
No horse.
No horse involved. Okay. I reckon one of those would set you back... $5,000.
Oh, you are close. $6,500. Unfortunately,
okay. Right.
Unfortunately, nowhere near this evening, but any of those take your fancy?
Well, you know what the thing is. Yes, you could fork out $6,500 and get a horse-drawn carriage, but why would you bother when for just under $1,000, I'm pretty sure if my maths is correct, you could walk home with a tandem bicycle and a hang glider.
Attach them together and invent a brand new vehicle.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Harry Styles was asked how many people have come to his Australian shows.
I don't know, maybe like at least 30. 30, you know, maybe upwards.
Also, Donald Trump spoke about his mental deterioration as he gets older.
You look at that and it's really very, very sad. It's happening faster than I thought.
And Ed Sheeran had a go at a real job.
It was something that I like loads of people do it and I just never tried it. I wouldn't do it again. It's quite a head mess. And so I don't think I'd ever do it again.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Look, I'm pretty embarrassed at the moment, Zach. I've injured myself over the weekend just gone. I wasn't brave enough to talk about it on the show last night because I felt a little bit humiliated by it. I'm ready to open up to you about it now because I reckon it is one of the more embarrassing ways you can injure yourself. A way no human really in 2018 should be injuring themselves.
I love embarrassing injuries. I feel like we might have broached this topic with you on a few occasions, Dom.
Well, I think the last time we covered this on the show was when our producer sprained his thumb trying to get his phone out of his tight jeans. So that was nice when it wasn't on me for once.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the spotlight's back on me.
Swung back around.
Swung back on me. I was walking with a friend on Sunday night, my friend Josh and I, and I was so engaged, this is my reasoning, so engaged in the conversation with him as he walked next to me, that at considerable pace, I walked directly into a street sign. And I mean, in fact, I think what had happened is I'd bend down to pick something up while we were walking and I stood up and my head went right into the sign. Now, it left a dent in the sign. The imprint, similar to what you'd see in those old cartoons, the imprint in the sign was visible and I was momentarily a little bit concussed.
This isn't the first occasion of you running into a sign because I've been in your presence before when you ran into a sign and you cut your nose a little bit and you asked me to take you to emergency.
Okay,
and
no,
I said that wasn't appropriate.
There's a little more to it than that. It was when I was pushing a trolley back into those trolley bays, and they had a trolley's here sign that I didn't see. And I reckon it impaled my nose almost a little bit.
I want to say, what do you mean when you say that running into the sign gave you a concussion briefly?
Oh, like I don't really remember the following minute or two of the conversation. We were kind of just further up the road a few minutes later, and I'm like, well, guess we got here. I haven't told Josh. I know Josh was quite worried about how okay I was. And I'm like, I'm completely fine. But I don't remember those few minutes of time.
I don't think you can say you got a concussion unless you went to a doctor and they said you were concussed.
So you're saying I should have gone to an emergency? You're right. It was serious enough that I should have gone to the emergency room
What I'm saying is you can't go around. Yeah. It's like saying I fell over, I broke my arm. And me saying to you, you can't say you broke your arm if you didn't get checked out. And you say, should I have gone to the emergency? I'm saying, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't go around saying you had an injury if it hadn't been confirmed by a medical professional.
Okay, I had a heavy hit. Okay. Put it that way. I had a heavy hit and I felt a bit embarrassed because there was some person who drove past and I think they nearly crashed their car from laughing. Because all they would have seen was a guy in his early 20s stick his head up and straight into a street sign. And it was one of those big street signs that have a list of like the locations you can turn off to. It was quite obvious. It'd be quite hard to miss this sign. Anyway, look, left quite a big egg on the head and I'm a little bit embarrassed. I'm hopeful as a way to feel better about this, to put this behind me and to move on, that we can open up on 131060 for people to share embarrassing injury stories. Because that's always the way to make it feel less embarrassing on yourself when your other people have done this worse.
Tom's got an egg on his head, an egg on his face, and he wants to feel better about it.
So 131060, look, any embarrassing injuries you've had, maybe ones that did end up in emergency, potentially, give us a call. And hopefully, Zach, is a little bit of therapy, a little bit of like sitting around with a cup of tea, this can help me put the sign incident behind me.
Melissa in Newcastle, did you have an embarrassing injury?
I did.
What happened?
I fell over on grass while walking on grass and broke both my radius and my ulna in my right arm.
What? Just on normal grass, just walking along normally?
Yep.
Okay.
So this is what I don't understand. Have you ever seen those, like, you know, the fail compilations on YouTube? And people fall off ridiculous things.
Yep.
Don't have a bruise on them. And then sometimes people can fall over and break an arm. It's unfair.
Especially footballers fall over on grass numerous times every weekend.
That's true.
That's a bizarre one. Were you with anyone, Melissa, or were you just alone at the time?
No, I was with people. Okay. Made of a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah, I guess they probably, for the first few minutes, I'd imagine, would not believe that you'd actually done serious damage.
We have Caitlin in Yeppoon. What's your embarrassing injury?
My sister was on school camp and she was putting on skinny jeans and she fell over and broke her arm.
That's a lot of broken arm.
Yeah, I mean, look, the skinny jeans injury is a whole other category we've covered once before. I really think they need to come with a health hazard.
Yes.
You know, some sort of warning on there that you might injure yourself putting these on in
some
capacity.
Don't try to put them on standing up. That's the first mistake.
And you know what? People might pay out dads for their baggy shorts as a fashion sense, but a dad's sort of baggy shorts have never caused someone a broken arm, as far as I'm aware.
That's true.
We got Anthea in Melbourne on 131060. What's your embarrassing injury story?
It's actually my brother's. He was walking along, not paying attention, watching something over the street and walked into a parking meter. And the next time that we saw it, it was out of order.
Okay. It's done some serious damage.
Well, it's done some serious damage and a service to the local people, I think. Don't have to pay for parking in that area because Anthea's brother.
He's a vigilante working for the people,
you know,
injuring himself in the meantime, though.
I love about it because you're putting your body on the line for the local citizens. That's
what I was going to ask when you ran into the sign and you said you damaged it.
Yeah.
Are you willing to pay the council to repair it?
Well, I'm not admitting where it happened, so they can't chase me up for that
repair.
Yeah, well,
it'd be pretty easy to find. It's a sign with the dome-shaped head dint in it.
They'll just get a cast of my head and go around, start comparing. And Lucy on 131060, what was your embarrassing injury, Lucy?
So I bought my dad got me a push bike for my birthday and I was riding along and my best friend just got a birthday present of a new bike as well. And we're bought in February Aquariuses. Anyways, we're riding down the street and we're riding really, really fast. And it was like the second day I had it and I was up on my pedals and standing up and riding so quickly and I smashed into a sign as well.
Okay.
And busted up. I screwed the sign.
We got another sign injury here. So look, when the council's out looking at broken signs, they'll be comparing Lucy's bike smash, my head knock there. I'm starting to think signs are a bigger health risk than we knew.
How much? This is what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
How much of our tax dollars are going to fixing things that people have walked into? It has to stop. That's going to be my political campaign.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I've discovered a life hack, Dom, for people if you are having problems with bugs at your house, with insects. I've discovered an environmentally friendly way to deal with them.
Okay. I didn't realise that the current ways we were using were not environmentally friendly.
Okay. Well, usually if you have like a bug zapper.
Yeah.
Firstly, when you're hanging out outside, you're just constantly hearing this.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not a particularly nice way to spend your evenings.
Sound a bit like you don't like to hear electric currents too often. It's a little bit unnerving.
Not only that is that you're killing all those insects and their lives are going to waste.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you there's a better way.
What do you mean their lives are going to waste?
Well, they're just killing the insects. I'm telling you, there's a better way.
Okay, all right. I'll play along. What's your better way?
Okay, well, at my house at the moment, I have discovered, not through my own account, this is how amazing nature is. I have a light out on the patio that attracts a lot of insects. That's an issue. They bother me.
Okay.
They're annoying.
They do like to congregate around a light.
Now, I've discovered that there are a number of geckos living in the light. They're living in the light fixture, and I've watched them.
Yep.
What they do is they wait for all the insects to come to the light, their home, and they go out and they eat them.
It's a genius thing for the geckos. Light's working out beautifully for them.
it's a lion who learned how to swim in the water hole.
It's essentially Uber Eats for geckos.
Yeah.
The food's coming straight to their
door.
Yeah, straight to their door.
But isn't that a great closed loop? Yeah. I don't have to spend any more electricity. I don't have to hear bugs being zapped. And the geckos, it's circle of life. They're getting a meal.
Okay, so your suggestion is that if you're struggling with bugs,
buy some geckos. Or commandeer some geckos. Invite some geckos to come and live at your house.
Okay.
If they can't live in your light, I have a strange light where they can kind of live inside of it. Yep. I don't really understand how they're not getting electrocuted, to be honest.
Sure.
But maybe you could set up a little hut next to the light.
A gecko hut.
And they will take care of all the insects that are attracted to the light.
This is great. I do like where you're going. There's a problem.
What's that?
Well, what if you end up with a gecko infestation?
No, they sort each other out.
What do you mean?
Well, there won't be too many geckos because they'll fight each other away.
Okay, I was thinking maybe you need to look further up the food chain. You just need to plan ahead. Is birds what takes geckos?
Probably.
Probably something like that. I mean, I guess you can keep going further and further up the food chain.
Yeah.
But for the moment, as long as you can control your gecko population, I think this is flawless.
Thank you. I think it's flawless as well, and I'm looking to expand. I have an ant problem in my kitchen. I'm going to get an echidna. That's how I'm going to solve all my problems from now on.
That is good time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full thing back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. See you tomorrow at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.